Maxine Waters, Trump intends to continue to rule with supporters attacking all over the country. By Pam Key on January 11, 2021. Representative Maxine Waters, DCA, said Monday on MSNBC's The Readout that President Donald Trump intended to use his followers to attack whatever entity that's not agreeing with him to continue to rule past his presidency. Discussing the deadly riot on Capitol Hill, anchor Joy Reid said, "We know that Dr. King's real birthday on the 15th is coming, the official birthday on the 18th. There have been stories and news reports out there that the 17th is being targeted as another day for Trump forces to rally all over the country, that the 19th is being named. Obviously, now you have the inauguration in which the Clintons, the Obamas, the Bidens, all will be there, the Obamas will be there, you know? I'm nervous about that calendar. Are you confident that after watching the Capitol get sieged that the Capitol Police, the Secret Service, and other federal law enforcement are ready for the inauguration? Do you think it will be secure?" Waters said, "No, I'm not confident, based on what we've just experienced. We need to do a deep investigation about how this happened and who's complicit in all of this. But I want to tell you, not only am I not confident about the times that you're identifying that possibly we could have real problems. I do believe that the President of the United States, Trump, has organized and worked in a way that even after he is not serving as the President, that he believes that he's going to have control over significant population in this country that he can use to basically rule." She continued, "to basically confront whatever entity he'd like to confront that's not agreeing with him, turn them on to other groups, etc. I think that he intends to exercise power even past his presidency. So, whether you're talking about a group of particular dates where we may have trouble, and I also think that, you know, when they talk about the 17th, and they talk about the 20th, that some of our state legislative offices are also targeted. And they may have an operation that's going on all over the country at one time where they are being attacked." Waters added, "I think we're in very dangerous times in the history of this country." Reid said, "What that sounds like is an insurgency. And we've seen that in places like Iraq, and that's a frightening prospect that we might be seeing here." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at Pam Kanan.